Graphic: U.S. media silent over January drownings of 14 migrants in Texas-Mexico border river. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on February 3, 2024. Mexican authorities found 14 drowned migrants in the border area between Coahuila and Texas in January. Unlike the case from earlier this year, where Texas became a political target over the drowning of three migrants, the other nine drownings have been largely ignored by U.S. news outlets. This week, authorities on both sides of the border reported three migrants' drownings, including that of a young girl. In the city of Piedras Negras, Coahuila, alone, authorities found the bodies of six migrants, while in total, they found 14 throughout the border region. The drownings come as the city of Eagle Pass, Texas, and the Del Rio Border Patrol sector have become immigration hotspots with historical record-setting figures under the current Biden administration. One drowning took place on Thursday afternoon near the Centinela rural community near Eagle Pass. In that case, authorities responded to the scene and called their counterparts in Texas after finding the body of an unidentified man floating on the north side of the river. Just an hour later, near International Bridge 2 in Piedras Negras, authorities in Mexico found the body of another man, believed to have been a migrant, floating on the Mexican side of the river. Rescue workers fished the body out and turned him over to the Coahuila Attorney General's office for investigation. On Tuesday, authorities in Coahuila discovered the drowned body of a young girl believed to be between 8 to 12 years of age near the rural community of El Guerrero. Authorities have not identified the girl. They did not find any signs of violence or foul play. Investigators believe the girl drowned upstream while trying to cross into Texas. Related articles: Mexican family drowns trying to cross Rio Grande to Texas seized border park. Biden admins claims Texas interfered with border agents' migrant rescue not true, says governor. Border showdown, Texas to defy Biden admins' order to give feds access to park along Rio Grande. Mexican state cops stopped train with 1,800 migrants headed to Texas. Biden orchestrated ops in Mexico result in Texas border sector's crossings drop to a trickle. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the Managing Director and Editor-in-Chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.